Thank you, Mr. Chair. As you know, currently there are 6 resolutions of the Working Party on Inland Water Transport related to river information services. They are resolution number 57, Guidelines and Recommendations for River Information Services, and it was decided to wait until the next edition of the PIANC guidelines will be ready, and then the Working Party may wish to begin the updating of resolution number 57. The next is resolution number 58, Guidelines and Criteria for VTS on Inland Waterways. And yesterday there was a presentation from the Secretariat about the revision proposal for this resolution. We also have resolutions number 48, 63, 79, and 80 that were revised by the Working Party in 2019 and 2020. The fourth revision of the recommendation on electronic chart display and information system for inland navigation, this is annexed to resolution number 48, is based on edition 2.4 of the Inland ECDIS standard and additional amendments. It was finalized in 2018 and based on the Commission implementing regulation EU 2018-1973 of the 7th of December 2018. The international standard for tracking and tracing on inland waterways, VTT, this is resolution number 63, revision 2. It is based on the revised version of the international VTT standard published by Commission implementing regulation 2019-838 of the 20th February 2019, and it was adopted by SC3 in 2020. The international standard for electronic ship reporting in inland navigation, this is resolution number 79, revision 1, is based on the revised version of the ERI standard published in Commission implementing regulation EU 2019-1744 of the 17th of September 2019, and it was adopted by SC3 in 2020 as resolution number 101. Resolution number 80, revision 1, which is international standard for notices to skippers in inland navigation, is based on Commission implementing regulation EU 2018-2032 on the 20th of November 2018, and contains also updated information on the ECE documents, which are referred to in the standard. SC3 adopted the revised annex to resolution number 80 as resolution number 97 in November 2019. At its 63rd session, SC3 asked the Secretariat to continue work on aligning resolutions of relevance to river information services with the European Standard for River Information Services and the current version of the standard, 2023, was adopted by CESNY on the 13th of October 2022. As Belgium mentioned yesterday at the afternoon session. Document number 10 contains the proposal for updating the annex to resolution number 48, part C, chapters 1 to 4. The proposal is based on ES3's edition 2023. The working party may wish to provide comments. However, given that standard ES3's edition 2023 has a new structure, it is rather challenging to make a comparison with EC resolutions. Therefore, the working party may wish to consider the best way how to continue work on harmonizing EC resolution with ESRIS. We had a preliminary consultation with the Rhine Commission, and their initial proposal was to consider replacing the references to the regulations of the European Commission with the references to ESTRIN standard. However, the problem is that UNEC, having its in view its 56 member states, cannot include direct references to the European or other regulations, which do not cover all EC member states. Therefore, it seems unlikely to insert direct references to ES3 standard to the main text of the resolutions. However, so I would like to invite delegations to share their views how we could organize this work on harmonizing resolutions with ES3 in the most efficient way, and also following the EC rules and principles. Thank you, Mr. Chair.